figuring out the way the coronavirus spreads is vital to understanding the outbreak. When someone tests positive, public health officials ask about their recent movements and who they interacted with. As Rachel Cohen reports, scientists are also looking under microscopes to see if the virus itself can give answers about its spread.
The coronavirus's genetic material has a 29,000-letter code. As the virus passes from person to person, that code largely stays the same. But sometimes it mutates and certain letters in the code look different between people.
If you have two people that have positive tests, how similar is the virus in those people?
That's Pavitra Roychaudhuri. She works at the University of Washington's virology lab, and she's been comparing what the virus looks like in different people to get a sense of how it moved through the U.S. The mutations give her clues. The lab is analyzing samples from many states, including Idaho. And after looking at Idaho's samples, she found they look similar to ones from Utah and Washington. That means the virus likely came into Idaho from multiple places. And then there are some samples that look pretty Idaho-specific.
When you see a cluster of sequences that are highly similar to each other from the same location, that tells you that it's very likely that there was transmission occurring within that population.
Roychaudhuri says charting the virus's history relies on more widespread testing. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.